Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let's start the Supernal Bible in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 26 to 27. Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 26 to 27. It says here, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" Let us pray. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We magnify your name. We thank you. We honor you for your faithfulness, O God, for your goodness in our lives, O God. Lord, we worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, Lord. Thank you, God, today. Hallelujah. That you allow us to be here, O God. Once again, Lord, we come to you, Lord, with a humble heart, O God, asking, Lord, forgiveness in all our sins, O God. Forgive us, Lord, in all our shortcomings, O God, in Jesus' name. Forgive us, Lord, for being busy, O God, to the non-important things, O God. Forgive us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, that you gave us, Lord, another day to worship you in spirit and truth and to gather together, Lord, as a church, O God. Thank you, God, for this time, O God, and for the few weeks that we experience, Lord, your goodness and your blessings in our lives, O God, as we continue to obey to your words, O God, to your will, to your plans, Lord. Thank you, God. And I pray, O God, as we continue to come to you in prayer, guide us, lead us, be with us, O God. Let's continue to pray. Let us pray for ourselves. Yes, Lord, we pray once again for ourselves, O God, to once again purify our hearts, Lord. Cleanse our hearts, Lord, our minds, Lord, so that we will be worthy, O God, to come to you in worship, in spirit, and truth, Lord. I pray, O God, continue, O God. Make ourselves, Lord, holy and worthy before you, God, through your word. And continue, God, make us holy through your word and the help of the Holy Spirit. Forgive us, Lord, once again in all our sins, God. May your mercy, your grace continue to be abundant in our lives, O God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for loving me, O God, for reminding me always that I need to do what you want us to do, Lord. Thank you for your word, O God, in Jesus' name. Let's continue to pray for our family, husbands, wives, children, mother, father, brothers, sisters, and siblings. Yes, Lord, we continue to pray for our family back home to our countries, Lord. Lord, once again, I pray that continue to move in every lives, Lord, and every heart, O God, continue to change us. Make all of us, Lord, humble before you and grow spiritually and grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, O God, for every one of us, starting from husbands, Lord, and wives, to be you, the head, O God, over the family, Lord. And the husband continue to be the head in the family and do their responsibility as a husband or head of the family. Even the wives, I pray that continue to humble every wives, Lord, that they will submit to you and to their husbands, Lord, as your wives, Lord, and do their responsibility as you make them or made them a helpmate for their husbands, Lord, in Jesus' name. And for all the children, continue, God, make them grow, even they are young still, they will continue to obey your words, your will, and their lives, God, that they will grow, God, in the fear of the Lord. Yes, O God, continue, O God, I pray for mother and father, Lord, that even the brothers and sisters in every family, that those who are not yet saved, O God, I pray, O God, that let them know you, O God. Make them known your name in their lives, O God, I pray. Move upon their lives, even to all siblings, O God. Our siblings, even to the siblings of my brethren, O God. Lord, I pray, save them also, God, and make them grow and in a spiritual, in their spiritual life, O God. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the whole family, O God, I pray, as you save the family of Noah, O God, save also our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as they obey you, God, or as Noah obeyed you, may our families, O God, obey you as well, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you. Let us continue to pray for our company, management, salary, visa. Yes, Lord, continue to pray, O God, for our company, for the management, to be, hallelujah, to be according, O God, or favor to your people, O God, even to all of us, your children, O God, that we will receive, O God, favor, O God, from them as we continue to work, and that everything, Lord, what we need, Lord, or benefits, we will receive from them in the name of Jesus. Even the salary, O God, I pray, will continue, O God, to receive on time, Lord. Even our visa, protect our visas, O God, while we are working here, even in different part of the world, Lord, all our brethren, Lord, through this Church of God, UAE. Continue to protect our companies, Lord, and our salaries and visa, O God. We pray that sustain us, Lord, because this is our source of income, Lord. Continue to bless our companies, Lord, in Jesus' name, especially by this time, O God. Hallelujah. Continue to bless and sustain our companies in Jesus' name. Let's continue to pray for this country, UAE, the economy and rules. Yes, Lord, thank you, God. We continue to pray for this country, O God, UAE, for the economy, O God, that continue to sustain and continue to move upon this country, O God, especially in this time of pandemic, Lord. May your name, O Jesus, be made known in this country, O God. I pray, O God, that all the leaders of this country will be come saved, or they will be saved as well, O God. Move upon their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know you, God, in this very situation, O God. Even the economy, Lord, continue to sustain this country, God. Once again, Lord, we pray, because we are here, Lord, your children, we claim your promises, O God. Even the rules, O God, will continue to favor us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we stay here in this country, O God. Lord, continue to protect this country, peace upon peace and order. I pray in this country, continue to bless this country despite of this trials that is happening in this country then, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we let us continue to pray for the churches, UAE, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Philippines, Indonesia, Brazil, Australia, Sierra Leone. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, continue to pray for all these churches of God, Church of God, UAE, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Philippines, Indonesia, Brazil, Australia, Sierra Leone. We pray for your divine protection for your church, sir. I pray, O God, that we'll continue to do our ministry in this different part of the world, Lord, that may your grace, O God, continue to be abundant, Lord, in all these churches, O God, that we can continue to minister in this specific or certain country, O God. Continue to use us as a church, Lord, to spread the gospel, O God, so that all the people there or here, O God, will be saved, O God. They will come into repentance, Lord, that our lives, Lord, really, O God, will be used as a channel of blessing to them, as a channel of knowing the truth, Lord, of your word, O God. In Jesus' name, continue to protect all your churches. With the blood of Jesus, cover them, Lord, even this place, O God, you, even. Thank you, Father God. Continue to bless your church, O God, for your churches. In Jesus' name. Let us continue to pray for all the leaders, workers, and members. Yes, Father, Lord, continue to pray, O God, for all the leaders, workers, members of this church, O God, that everyone will continue to do their responsibility, their assignments faithfully, O God, and will continue to obey the way you want us to be or to follow the way you want us, Lord, to follow. I pray, O God, continue to empower our leaders, workers, members to continue to do our work which is entrusted to us, Lord. Continue, God, I pray that every workers, leaders, members of this church will submit fully and obey fully your will and plans in their lives, O God, even to us here in UAE, O God. Thank you, Father God. And continue to pray for our evangelism, the truth to be spread. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. We continue to pray for evangelism to be, that your word, O God, or your truth to be spread in this country and wherever you are, wherever you put us, Lord, in our companies, in our places, Lord, even in other part of the world, O God, wherever you bring us, Lord, I pray that evangelism will continue, O God, to happen, Lord, for your glory in Jesus' name. Make us or give us a heart or passion to evangelize to the lost souls, even to the old believers already that they are in the wrong way, O God. Help us to teach them, O God, boldly, O God. Teach according to your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Let's continue to pray for the Church of God, Abu Dhabi. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. We continue to pray for the Church of God, Abu Dhabi. Continue, O God, to protect your Church of God, your Church, Lord, here in Abu Dhabi. That every members of this Church, Church of God, Abu Dhabi, will continue to grow in their spiritual life and continue to obey your will and plans in their lives, Lord. Even we are not seeing each other, Lord, we pray and I pray, O God, that everyone will continue to be faithful doing their task as you entrusted to us, Lord, as you give us mandate, Lord, to obey, to follow your will, to do our assignments, Lord, to evangelize, to win souls, O God, or to reach out new souls or new places and plant new Bible studies or congregations, Lord. Empower us, Lord, as a church from here, starting from here, Church of God, Abu Dhabi, until all the churches through this Church of God UAE that you entrusted to us, that we may do well all our tasks, Lord, for your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to protect even this your house here, O God. Let this house be continued to use for your glory, O God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And let's continue to pray for the service today. Yes, Lord, once again, we continue to ask, Lord, your guidance and leading. Grant us success and show us kindness today as we gather together, Lord, in this worship service today in the name of Jesus. May your presence pull down, and may your word and message speak to us, Lord, and so that we will continue to be encouraged and be have the boldness to continue walk with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Fill us, Lord, with your joy in this worship, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Let's continue to praise the Lord through praise and worship. Let's open a Bible and a book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 146, the whole chapter. Psalms 146, the whole chapter. It says here, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them, the Lord, who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he prostrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, today, Lord, that you give us once again the privilege to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. Fill us once again, Lord, with your spirit, with your glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. May your name be lifted up and be glorified as we continue to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. God, let's continue to worship the Lord. Let's sing. Let's celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Sing the song. Celebrate Jesus.
Little by little, we're taking ground. lifted high, up on a surprise across the land. Then all we see the truth is now, he's the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high.
God. Lord, we want to see you lifted high, God, in our lives, God. We celebrate that you are alive forever, Lord.
From the grave to the sky, Lord, I
Lord, thank you, God. Really, oh God, your name is great. Your faithfulness, your love endures forever, Lord. And give me glory, Lord. Just continue to worship you, Lord. Today, that you fill us, Lord, with your presence, with your spirit. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's continue to give praise and worship to the Lord by giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Let's open our Bible in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. To 20. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to 20. It says here, "Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. And he blessed Abram, saying, 'Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand.' Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything." Lord, thank you, God, for your word, Lord, O God, to reminding us to give our tithes in offerings, even first fruits. Thank you, God, for all this tithes and offering that we have right now, that giving to you, Lord. Continue to bless all these tithes and offerings and fruits, first fruits, Lord, that we may use for the furtherance of your kingdom and to minister to other people, O God, or to reach out new souls. Thank you, God, continue to bless your people who continually to give faithfully their tithes, offerings, and first fruits, even to those who are not yet able to give. Continue to speak to their hearts, and they will humble fully themselves to your will and plan, Lord, that they will be able also to give what you required us to give, Lord. Lord, continue to bless your people, protect our works, our salary, visa, O God. Continue to increase us, Lord, and bless us, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I am reading the message from Dr. Ramis. God's Calling Requirements, Part 20. Lessons from the Life of King Jehoshaphat. God's Calling Requirements, Part 20. Lessons from the Life of King Jehoshaphat. And 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 1 to 19. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 1 to 19. And let's continue to 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1 and 2. And it says here, "And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead, and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the ten cities of Judah, and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Baalim, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore, the Lord established the kingdom in his hands. And all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Ben-Hail, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nathanael, and to Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, even Shemaiah, and Nathaniah, and Zebadiah, and Asahel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehonathan, and Adonijah, and Tobijah, and Tobadonijah, Levites, and with them Elishama, and Jehoram, priest. And they taught in Judah, and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah, and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were around, or were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Also some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents, and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flax, 7,700 rams, and 1,700 he goats. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. And he had much business in the cities of Judah. And the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. And these are the numbers of them, according to the house of their fathers of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adna, the chief, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000. And next to him was Jehohanan, the captain, and with him 240,000. And next him was Amaziah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto the Lord, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor. And of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him armed men with bow and shield 200,000. And next him was Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 ready prepared for the war. This waited on the king beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. And 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1 and 2, same King James Version I'm reading. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after 13 years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word of God that we are going to meditate, or we are going to receive right now. Speak to us, Lord, through your word. Teach us once again what we need to do, what we need to follow again to this message again. Thank you to give us reminder again, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, that your name be glorified to this message again. Lord, we honor you, we magnify you again. In Jesus' name, amen. The life of Jehoshaphat and his response to God's call will teach you more beautiful lessons, and how you will be raised up to serve God and in an effective and fruitful way. Jehoshaphat became a king after the death of his father Asa the king. Once he got the kingdom, he went forward to strengthen himself against Israel, who were separated from the house of David, and who had went away far from God and from his word, and away from obeying his commands. From the life of King Jehoshaphat, you can learn important lessons of how you respond appropriately to the call of God. Number one, be aware and avoid totally those who cause division and separated themselves from the church of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 1, King James Version, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, King James Version as well. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Or if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Number two, continue to do and maintain the good things that those previous to you had started. Number two, continue to do and maintain the good things that those previous to you had started. Jehoshaphat continued and maintained what his father Asa started. In 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 2, King James Version, we are in the same scripture reference. It says here, 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 2, and he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. The good work that those previous to you started, you need to continue in doing it. Jehoshaphat continued in the same stand of Asa to protect and govern his kingdom and continued in the same stand to be separated from Israel, the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom that went away from the house of David and Judah, running after their idols or their own idols. Therefore, continue to do the good things that those previous to you had started in maintaining and preserving the church. Continue to separate yourself from the idols that those who left the church are running after. For a good reminder, the following are some of these idols that we need to be persistent to fight against. Although we have discussed that before, some of us is still needed to be reminded to completely give up all these idols and their wrong practices. Letter A. The idol of lust in the form of sexual immorality, in the form of dating, and courting, having boyfriend and girlfriend, fornication, adultery, unlawful marriages in the form of accepting marriages with non-believers, accepting divorce with remarriage, and accepting a single father or single mother to marry someone other than the mother or the father of his or her children or her child or children. Letter B. Idols and the food sacrifice for idols as described here. First is the celebration of Christmas after sun or the sun god of the heathen with its Santa Claus, the three laziness with the long holidays of 2 to 3 weeks, the exchange of gifts, the banquets or banquets, and lavish spending. All this was done by the pagan for their sun god in their celebrations. The feast of pagans was Christianized by the Catholic Church, and till this day the Christian churches are infected with all the above mentioned practices that are totally not biblical. Second is the New Year celebration. The celebration of birthdays and wedding anniversaries, events and celebrations, glorifying men and not God. Again, such pagan practices or pagan celebrations have taken its roots from the world and not from the scriptures, and got adopted into God's church. Third is Father's Day and Mother's Day celebrations. Mother's Day celebrations taken from the world and introduced into the church. Fourth is Halloween, Harvest, All Saints Day, Valentine's Day, Pastor's Month, First Girl celebration, and you can add more to the list. For almost every culture and ethnic group had added certain idols and days for celebration without any biblical reason into the life of the church. Letter C. The idol of greed, the love of money, and covetousness. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, King James Version. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5, King James Version. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 as well, Colossians chapter 3 verse 5, King James Version, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Number three, continue to follow the example of worthy church leaders whom with their walk shows the truth. Number three, continue to follow the example of worthy church leaders whom with their walk shows the truth. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 3, King James Version. The same scriptures, a reference. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David. In the New Testament, we are admonished with this instruction. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, King James Version. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, King James Version. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jehoshaphat walked in the first ways of his father David. In 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 3, King James Version, and the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Baalim. From David to Jehoshaphat, those are the kings Solomon, Rehoboam, Abijah, Asa, then Jehoshaphat. So he was the sixth king from David. So there was a considerable and long period of many years that separated Jehoshaphat from David. But since he became king, Jehoshaphat started to walk and followed God in the first ways of his father David. It seems that what he heard about David, he searched more about him, and most likely he read the writing of Samuel and David and concluded further how David lived for God and followed the commands that God gave to Moses. Following the example of David, who was following and abiding with God's will and commands, that brought Jehoshaphat to a position that the Lord was with him. In the same way, God shall be with us if we seek Him. In the same way, God shall be with us if we seek Him. We will be able to achieve that by following the example of the godly leaders and in following the examples of those holy men of God that the Scriptures illustrates to us their lives. We will be able to achieve that by following the example of the godly leaders and in following the examples of those holy men of God that the Scriptures illustrates to us their lives. Number 4, seek God through His Word and reject the evil practices that other using in the ministry. Seek God through His Word and reject the evil practices that others using in the ministry. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 3 to 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 3 to 4, King James Version. And sought not unto Baalim, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in His commands, and not after the doings of Israel. Jehoshaphat took a distance and avoided the worship of Baal that was introduced in Israel by Jezebel, the wife of King Ahab. In such worship, immorality is honored, and pride, boasting, and showing off is part of it. Jehoshaphat did not imitate the wrong practices and the evil method of ministry that were going on around him. Instead, he started to seek God, and he did that by reading and meditating on God's word. And when he did that, he found the commands of God, and that he started to walk on them and obey them. Therefore, read your Bible and continue to meditate on God's Word. Do not meditate or imitate the people or the ministries around you, but obey and apply the commands of God in your life. Therefore, read your Bible and continue to meditate on God's Word. do not meditate or imitate the people or the ministries around you, but obey and apply the commands of God in your life. Number 5, move away from people and churches who call themselves Christians, but they are not true disciples of Jesus. Move away from people and churches who call themselves Christians, but they are not true disciples of Jesus. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 4, King James Version. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 4, King James Version. But sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Jehoshaphat did not go after the doing of Israel. The Israelites, they worship God in a wrong way. They have their own idols and programs that are not based on God's word and commands. Nowadays, many of what is called Christian churches and workers, they are not serving based on God's word, or they're not serving based on God's word, but parties and various worldly feasts and celebrations, birthdays, parties, sport fest, auction fest, family night, basketball tournaments, etc. All this had been introduced into the church in contradiction to God's word and commands. Such kind of Christians and churches, they honor and entertain demonic inspired things. Spider-Man, Superman, Ben 10, aliens, etc. Therefore, avoid to get infected and get involved with such churches and in such things. But you may try to educate such people to move away from such wrong practices, but if they are not willing and they are so engrossed with, then you need to leave them and move away from them. Come out from such things and be back to God's call and respond appropriately to Him. Number 6, God will establish your ministry when you respond in such a way to His calling. God will establish your ministry when you respond in such a way to His calling. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 5, King James Version. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 5, King James Version. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in His hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. Those who honor God, the Lord shall honor, and He will add to them riches and favor. When Jehoshaphat did well, the Lord established him and caused His people to bring gifts to Him. God will do the same to you as you honor Him and be willing to obey and abide with His will and instructions. Fear God and refrain from all these evil practices, and the Lord shall lift you up. Seven, let your heart be lifted up more to draw more heavenward toward God. Let your heart be lifted up more to draw more heavenward toward God. Second Chronicles chapter 17 verse 6, King James Version. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. When God was gracious and good to Jehoshaphat, he in return did better with God. When God is rewarding you and bestowing more honors on you, then you have to draw near to God and be more good to Him. Jehoshaphat showed more dedication to God and moved away from the people's wrong practices. He became stricter and removed more of the high places and the groves out of Judah. Second Chronicles chapter 17 verse 6, King James Version. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. These are the places that people were worshiping God, but in a wrong way. Therefore, or first is, therefore, do the same and draw near to God and move away from the wrong practices of the people. Second is, do not follow the example of the unfaithful who moved away from God when He gives to them riches and honor. Third is, don't take advantage of God and turn away from Him toward the world and toward idols when He is blessing you. In serving the Lord, you will be moving up from level to a higher one when you show you are faithful to God. The fourth is, the Lord shall lift you up to a higher level when you prove your faithfulness to Him. Number 7, carry your Bible and go forward and teach God's word to the people around you and train others to do the same. Carry your Bible and go forward and teach God's word to the people around you and train others to do the same. Second Chronicles chapter 17, 7 to 9, King James Version. Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 7 to 9, King James Version. Also in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Benhael and to Obadiah and to Zechariah and to Nathanael and to Micaiah to teach in the cities of Judah. And with them he sent Levites, even Shemaiah and Netaniah and Zebadiah and Asahel and Shemeramoth and Jehonathan and Adonijah and to Tobijah and Tobadonijah, Levites, and with them Elishama and Jehoram, priests. And they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. Further spiritual warfare instrument that Jehoshaphat used is when he trained others to follow what he learned from God, and he sent them forward to teach others. Carrying the Bible everywhere you go and move and teaching others is an honor and faithful attitude toward God. The Lord shall reward such attitude as he honored Jehoshaphat. Carrying the Bible everywhere you go and move and teaching others is an honor and faithful attitude toward God. The Lord shall reward such attitude as He honored Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 10, King James Version. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. You cannot go and fight other people, and you cannot go and stop them from making war against you. But as you obey God and serve Him and teach others His ways and His word, then He will be the one to fight for you. Not only that, but God will add to you more riches and treasures and more of material blessings as He added to Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 11, King James Version. Also, some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute, silver, and the Arabians brought him flax, 7,700 rams, and 7,700 he goats. Number 8, use what God gives to you to further the ministry and the service of God. Use what God gives to you the further ministry or to further the ministry and the service of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 12, King James Version. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. Jehoshaphat got involved with and builds up more ministries and used what God gave him to promote God's business. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 13, King James Version. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. So you can see that there was escalation in the way that God promoted Jehoshaphat and brought him up because he was faithful to God. The Lord gave him a big army that was beyond 1 million. Again, let's open our Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 14 to 15, King James Version. 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 14 to 15, King James Version. And these are the numbers of them according to the house of their fathers of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adna, the chief, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000. And next to him was Jehohanan, the captain, and with him 280,000. As well as God gave him people who willingly offered themselves to the Lord. And Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 16 to 19, King James Version. Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 16 to 19, King James Version. And next him was Amaziah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto the Lord, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor, and of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man, of valor, and with him armed men with bow and shield 200,000. And next him was Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 ready prepared for the war. This waited on the king. Beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. The same will God do to you when he found you faithful and doing your best to promote God's work and God's business. He will add more to you and will bring people to you who will offer themselves willingly to the work of God. Do not follow the bad example of other people. When God is giving to them and add to them and blessing them, you find them moving away from the ways of God and moved and got busy with their own life and business. Such attitude do not adopt, because it will neither bring blessings to you nor promote you or your ministry. Number 9, never go down and do what Jehoshaphat did in making affinity with non-committed people and intermarry with them. Never go down and do what Jehoshaphat did in making affinity with non-committed people and intermarry with them. Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1 and 2, King James Version. Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1 and 2, King James Version. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. God bless Jehoshaphat, and he was so faithful with God. But that affinity that he did with a person and people who had left God in his commands, like Ahab and the people of Israel, was not a correct step, and the Lord was not pleased with therefore Jehoshaphat was rebuked for that. And Second Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1 to 3, let's open our Bible. Second Chronicles chapter 19, verse 1 to 3. And Jehoshaphat the king of Judah returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem, and Jeho the son of Hanani the seer went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore, is wrought upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. If you will read the sequence of events in 2 Chronicles chapters 21 to 23, after the death of Jehoshaphat, you will find out how the family of Ahab that was introduced in Judah had promoted havoc in God's kingdom by introducing Baal worship in Jerusalem. Please read 2 Chronicles chapters 21 to 23 in your own Bible. Never ever allow such kind of marriages with non-believers to be taken place in the life of the church, where idol worship and worldliness, where idol worship and worldliness will be introduced into God's church, and that ultimately will promote havoc. My dear and beloved, God's word is what we need today to abide with and to apply in our lives. Let us go again through the principles that we learned in this message and study it and check ourselves and see where we are and what we need to do to be in the line with God's will and His word. Number one, be aware and avoid totally those who cause division and separated themselves from the church of God. Number two, continue to separate yourself from the idols that those who left the church are turning after. Continue to do and maintain the good things. This is number three. Continue to do and maintain the good things that those previous to you had started. Number four, continue to follow the example of worthy church leaders whom their walk shows the truth. Number five, continue to follow the examples of those holy men of God that the scriptures illustrates to us their lives. God shall be with us if we seek Him in such a way. Number six, seek God through His word and reject the evil practices that others are using in the ministry. Number seven, therefore, read your Bible and continue to meditate on God's word. Do not meditate or imitate the people or the ministries around you, but obey and apply the commands of God in your life. Number eight, move away from people and churches who call themselves Christians, but they are not true disciples of Jesus. Therefore, avoid to get infected or get involved with such churches and in their activities. Number nine, you may try to educate such people to move away from such wrong practices, but if they are not willing and they are so engrossed with, then you need to leave them and move away from them. Come out from such things and be back to God's call and respond appropriately to Him. Number 10, God will establish your ministry when you respond in such a honest way to His calling. Number 11, when you fear God and do refrain from all the evil practices that others are doing in the ministry, the Lord shall lift you up and reward you. Number 12, let your heart be lift up more to draw and more lift up. Again, let your heart be lift up more to draw more heavenward toward God. Number 13, when God is rewarding you and bestowing more honors on you, then you have to draw near to God and be more good to Him. Number 14, do not follow the example of the unfaithful who move away from God when He gives to them riches and honor. 15, don't take advantage of God and turn away from Him toward the world and toward idols when He is blessing you. In serving the Lord, you will be moving up from level to a higher one when you show you are faithful to God. 16, do not follow the bad example of other people when God is giving to them and add to them and blessing them. You find them moving away from the ways of God and move and got busy with their own life and business. Such attitude do not adopt, because it will neither bring you blessings to you nor promote you or your ministry. 17, carry your Bible and go forward and teach God's word to the people around you and train others to do the same. 18, use what God gives to you to further the ministry and the service of God. Number 19, never go down and do what Jehoshaphat did in making affinity with non-committed people and intermarry with them. 20, never ever allow such kind of marriages with non-believers to be taken place in the life of the church, where idol worship and worldliness will be introduced into God's church, and that ultimately will promote havoc. Let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, forgive me for being complacent in obeying your word and commands and getting involved more with the worldly ways along with the other people around me. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Let us repent from our sins and renounce them all. Let us come to God and humble ourselves. Let us confess and repent from our sins. Tell to the Lord. Lord, I commit myself to move away from the following idols. Tell to the Lord. Lord, I lift up my heart to delight in your ways and in obeying your commands. Lord, I commit myself to all the principles that I learned from this message of your word. Lord, I commit myself to continue to carry my Bible and to go and move to places as you lead me to teach others your word and commands. Lord, I commit myself to be faithful to you in the way of using and employing the resources that you gave me for your will and glory. Lord, I commit myself not to allow ungodly marriages with non-believers and with people non-committed to you to take place in your church. Lord, gives me strength and good health to go on and serve you. Lord, repels me with the Holy Spirit and gives me the spiritual gifts that I need in my service and ministry to you. Lord, protects me from the evil one and from the work of devil in the name of Jesus. Lord, gives me discernment and discretion to move away from people and ministries that are unpleasant in your sight. Let us worship God. Let us lift the name of the Lord in our lives as we commit ourselves to the Lord right now.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praise. So long you in my life. I'm so glad you came today. lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Yes, Lord. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift up your name on high in my life, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, today for your message. Thank you for your name, O God. For reminder of God, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who committed their lives to the principle that we learn from your word in this message. Lord, protect them and provide for them all their needs. Lord, make their lives good examples to others to know you and to draw near to you. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit so they can move and preach the gospel to others and to teach them your word. Lord, enable us as a church to stand firm against all the form of idol worship and the worldliness, and help us to reach new areas and new people with the gospel of Jesus. Lord, help us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations. Lord, we cry out to you to go before us and fight our battles. Lord, we have no one but you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.